let's flip over to the other one, which is a little bit more happy. So now, the one thing that I will say about this song and with other songs, make sure that you don't ever go on autopilot when you're sight reading, because you're going to get burned doing it. There are so many arrangers that I think they sit there and they're like, how can I make this different from what they know so that they're going to have the hardest time in the world learning it? This is kind of one of those instances where it's basically the same melody, but the rhythms are kind of slightly different, so just make sure you're on your toes. Okay, let's try to read it. Here we go. Here's your introduction. So again, that's one of these. When you're sight reading, you cannot, if you are looking at the notes that you're supposed to be singing right that second, you're already behind, okay? You have to make sure that you're looking ahead just slightly, constantly, so that you make sure that you don't get caught off guard, which you probably will anyway because of sight reading, but that's okay. At least you're sort of prepared for it. that part's not going to go very well. Anyway, no, that sounded lovely. Let's take a look on that first page. And again, any time that you have a note, and again, this is kind of, I don't know, maybe personal preference, but I think that a lot of people would agree with me, that any time that you have a note that's longer than probably a quarter note, and even depending on what time signature you're in, if we have a dotted quarter note, dotted half, whole note, you have to do something with it, okay? If it just sits there, it's so, like, blasé boring, and anybody can sing that. The reason that we're in choir is because we do things differently than other people, you know? So, at the beginning, my life flows on in endless praise, you know, that's, yeah, that sounds nice, you know, lovely. But taking it up a notch, just bumping up a little, is my life flows on in endless praise. And really, I mean, the text in this song is so powerful. It's so, so powerful. So really focusing in and really communicating those words and letting the words form that phrase for you is really, really huge. Then, above earth's lamentation, you have to get crescendo into the shun of lamentation. Because if you do lamentation, I hear, you're going to be late for the next part. Plus, we don't say it like that. It's lamentation. Okay, you emphasize the tension, and it's written like that, so that means that the arranger is really good. So decrescendo off of into the shun, and do a slight little lift there, okay, which is what that little breath mark means, the little apostrophe. I hear the sweet thought far of him that hails a new creation. Again, leaning into a shun and backing on. Tendency is to ring, to punch those high notes, and you want to actually do the opposite, which is very counterintuitive, but you need to. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? That sort of thing. So let's try it again from the top, doing a little bit more with the phrasing. The shun is not important. That's why we're decrescendoing into it, okay? So that's not the important part of that word. Let's try it one more time from my life. One, two.
From my life.
Some of us, but that's for me. Okay, it's ring. That sort of feeling. Go ahead and stand up for me for a second. Start it, go all the tumult. One, two.
And then you're
so I'm ringing, and I didn't give you very good instructions. I want you to do ring. Okay, does that make sense? One more time from do. Here's your start now. Ready? And. Yes, better. Okay, so lifting off of that. Okay, going on. Make sure I'm getting a little bit of singing on the ing of singing, and that's not important. Okay.
Thank you.
instructions about phrasing and that sort of a thing. You did a really nice job of lifting off of those places that we talked about lifting off of and all of that. The one place that caught you with the rhythm, which has been catching a couple other people that I've been hearing, is the my voice is not in this phrase. So you have to hold phrase for two whole beats, okay, which is different than I think we're used to doing, okay? And that would be a place where, in a choir setting, if there was a note that I knew that I was consistently kind of botching, be that rhythm or like pitch-wise, I would get out my pencil and just circle that sucker so I wouldn't miss it again. So other things. Yes, ma'am.
I heard the emphasis on ring as opposed to ing.
Exactly. She did a very nice job of leaning into that. A very, very nice job of leaning into that. Other comments?
Good volume.
Good volume. Yes, yeah, you could understand. Could you understand her words?
Yeah.
You could understand her words very clear that way. Any other little things? Very, very nice things happening. Just make sure that you watch the rhythm in those couple of places. And be confident in the fact that you can sing up and down because you have to. You will? Wonderful. Are you?
I know, I'm just going to sit.
Yeah, you can just sit. That's fine. Let's start with that. Let's see.
I can stand, but I just can't put weight
on it. Oh, okay. We'll do whatever's comfortable for you. Because, yeah. Okay. Let's start with
I lift. Month and a half of a callus on my knee.
Let's start it. I lift my eyes in the middle of that page. Do you see my hand?
Yep.
Okay. Here you go. One, two. She did. You lifted off of those notes very nicely. Very nicely. Other things? Oh, I thought that was a hand. Fake out. let's see. What was the other thing? I don't really know.
Any other thing?
The vibrato thing is pretty mysterious to me because I don't have any.
Uh-huh.
So when I hear a lot of it, everyone has a different frequency. And so I think that's a really, she has a lot of vibrato in her voice, which I admire because I don't know how to do that. but at the same token, I think it's really important to be conscious of it because some flutter this way and some flutter this way. And really, the pitch is changing.
It does.
It can get very muddy as a groove with a lot of vibrato going on at different frequencies. I think that's just a tricky thing because it's such a stylistic thing that if I can't make it happen, other people might not be able to really control it as much either. So I think that's just a very tricky thing. It's a wonderful gift, but I don't know what that does in a whole group. I think that's kind of...
We're looking at songs, and we're going to look at... I didn't get music from Cecilia, so I might have to steal some of your all, but she had wanted me to look at one of the pieces that the choir is doing at the Christmas Mass, and work with you guys on that. What we're working on right now is as solo singers, so I'm not focusing so much on you know, blend. Oh, this person's sticking out and blend and that sort of thing. Because obviously, as a soloist, you can do whatever the heck you want, and nobody says anything. But again, and you do have an absolute, you probably have one of those voices in a choir where if I was trying to blend voices, I would put you next to somebody that has one of these bigger voices, because you're going to blend very well with them. Just by kind of the way that your voices would mesh together would probably fit pretty
well.
So
in barbershop, I sing barbershop for
Dion's. Oh, yeah.
And there's no vibrato.
Exactly. Yep.
Except in the lead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard to sing in a quartet with a lot of vibrato because you can't track
it. Exactly.
So you become kind of white space.
Oh, yeah.
Person.
Oh, no, and it's true. In styles like barbershop and in styles like jazz and that sort of thing, the harmonies are so, so tight with one another that if you get a lot of vibrato in there, it's really, really hard to have those. I mean, there's so many chords in like jazz and stuff. You know, those dissonances and stuff, and when you add vibrato to it, then the dissonances go away, because like you said, when you have vibrato, you're varying from that pitch. So
I was gonna say, I used to be an alto, and then as my voice changed, I got the bravado.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was trying to sing kind of softly right here, I can't control the bravado when I'm softly.
Mm-hmm.
If I sing really loud, then I've got a lot more control. So they have to kind of find a place to stick me if I'm in a choir, but I've done a lot of lead singing.
Yeah. And again, I mean, the controlling the vibrato comes from your air. Mm-hmm. At least it should, if it's done correctly. People that have vibrato that are doing the whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I'm doing that with my jaw, and I'm doing that with my throat. And that's not where you... It's just a variance and, you know, a fluttering. And instrumentalists, I mean, the reason that, you know, string players do the whole sort of a thing, or even, you know, that's what, is they are trying to imitate the voice, okay, is why they put that vibrato in there, is the instrument's trying to imitate the voice.
I had a choir teacher once that said that a vibrato is a decoration. It should never be a staple or something that you consistently have in your voice. It's something you use as a decoration.
Mm-hmm. That's so. A good, yeah. And that's, and one of the things that is so, so difficult about singing in a choral ensemble is the fact that you have to learn to listen so, so differently. You have to be able to listen to the people that are around you. You have to learn to listen across the group. You have to learn to listen to balance the chords and entire ensemble. It's a very, very different way of thinking, and it's a different way of training your ear of how to do things. And so, like I said, it is possible to control. I mean, I've been trained classically in musical theater and all that kind of stuff. There's different techniques that you use with both of those. Classical, it's obviously much more free with the vibrato and that sort of thing. Musical theater has the tendency where you hit a note and then the vibrato comes in, you know. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. And it comes in at the end, you know, that sort of a thing. So, and then also, you probably heard me using my voice in a very different way, much more belty, which, if any of you are interested in that, the only thing that I will tell you about it is that you need to have it forward, and if it hurts, stop doing it, because you're doing something wrong. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but, which is me. But you're actually, vibrato has to be controlled by the air. And you have to be cognizant of this mechanism down here, because otherwise, you know. And it's a tough thing to do, and it's a lot of experimentation and a lot of that sort of thing.